Blake Sutton from Whole Hog Sports. I'm here with Scotty Bordelon. We are at day 9 of Arkansas fall football practice. We're inside Barnhill Arena today. Had a little weather outside.
Yeah, it looks nasty out.
Yeah, looks like it's about to unload. So we're here, nice dry Barnhill Arena that they're nice enough to let us use to work in. But a couple things to talk about from practice today. First thing was that the first period of practice where Cole Kelly and Ty Story both get to run the offense, they looked atrocious and just didn't complete really any positive plays. Mm-hmm. And Chad Morris really got onto him, made him do some up-downs, really kind of ripped into the entire team for the slow start.
Yeah, they got off to the whole team got off to a really sluggish start today. And really not what you wanted to see after an off day, after your first scrimmage. You figure there'd still be some guys that are trying to bust it to maybe solidify a position that they're battling for. So not a great start, and he really like we were all kind of taken aback at the way that, I don't know if he was, I mean, it could have been a lot worse, but it was probably as profane as we've heard him so far.
Yeah, we haven't really seen Chad act like that yet.
So he made everybody drop and do up downs, several up downs, and then he got them all into a huddle after they finished their Razorback drill, and really just tried to light a fire under them.
Yeah.
And I think they, Scooter Harris said today that the defense really bounced back, and you know, I think the offense, I assume, did the same thing. We didn't really hear much from the offense today, but yeah, he's had to light a fire under him. It was really strange for everything Chad Morris does and preaches about to be energetic and fast, and Arkansas just wasn't that to start practice any really late into him today.
Yeah, Ryan Pulley, when we just talked to him, he said that it was, you know, lack of energy was the reason Chad got on to everybody, but he said at the end of practice he did have a positive message for the team because they did bounce back after the disciplinary session, you know.
Right.
They bounced back, had more energy, and he said Chad was happy with the way that they responded. So
for sure.
So that's some good news. Some not so good news. Arguably Arkansas's best tight end, Jeremy Patton, went down during a field goal drill.
Mm-hmm.
Which was bizarre. He needed four guys to carry him off the field.
Yeah, and it was a weird deal.
Yeah,
it was. Gosh, I think it was the period when Cole and Ty were moving the ball against the defense and doing some 11-on-11 stuff. And you get to a certain point on the field. I think it was about the 30 mm-hmm. yard line, and Connor Limper buries a field goal. Looked really good. It was about between 45 and 50 yards, and all of a sudden, everybody clears the field, and Jeremy Patton's still laying there and favoring his left leg.
Yeah.
And we got an update as soon as we got done talking to players a few minutes ago. Patton returned to practice with a boot on, and they're going to reevaluate him later today. So nothing official yet, but I don't know. It could just be a little ankle or a knee scare, or just a strain or something. So we'll be sure to update when we hear some more information on that.
Yeah, because they're a little dinged up already, and you'd hate to lose your best tight end.
Yeah.
As Chad has said, that position is going to factor in to the offense considerably.
Yeah, absolutely.
You got to talk a little bit to Sosa again. What's what's he up to?
Yeah, we've noticed in the past couple of practices, maybe not so much today, but last week we noticed he was running with the twos some, and I think anybody who looks at Sosa game knows that he's not a second team performer. Like, he's not a second team guy, but he's apparently got a lot to learn switching to the inside of the defense mainly. So he told me he doesn't see himself as a surefire first team guy yet, because he's just got so much to learn. But assuming he does pick it up, I don't see any reason why he wouldn't be one of the top defensive linemen by the time first game rolls around. I mean even by the second scrimmage, if he picks things up the way we know he probably can, then he'll be back on the first team. But right now he says he doesn't see himself as a first teamer, just because he's got so much information to catch up on. And asked him how, you know, Arkansas ranked last in the SEC in sacks last year, so I asked him how much can you guys improve, and how much more aggression is there in this defense? He said last year they were probably at a 2, and this year they're probably at a 5 out of 5.
Nice.
So the pressure is picking up, and he's, as long as he retains some of that information he's learning in practice, he'll be first team for sure. And I don't like, there's no question in my mind that he's not going to be on the first team defensive line when the first game rolls around. So
yeah.
just some information to catch up on and get through his head. So it shouldn't be a big deal.
Yeah. Well, a bit of a rough start to week 2, but we will be back out here tomorrow. Plenty of coverage. Stick with WholeHogSports.com, the Whole Hog Sports video on demand app. For Scotty Bordelon, I'm Blake Sutton. We're with Whole Hog Sports, and thanks for watching.